All right, good evening, everybody. 6:37, we'll call this meeting to order. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'm going to declare a quorum with all three board members present. And right off the bat on the agenda, we've got our presentation of our 2013 audit. I'd like to introduce Chad Andra from Chad Andra Auditors. I figure that's why most of you are here, and hopefully we'll lose three-fourths of the crowd after he's done. Please.
But you're the only one leaving after that, right?
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm Chad Andra, CPA. I've been doing Kansas municipal audits. This is my 22nd year for doing these type of audits. And in 22 years of doing these type of audits, this is the first time I've actually had to issue a report like this. I've had one other situation that was similar, but the report was a little bit different. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to interrupt me or ask if you have any questions. And I don't know if you were wanting to hand out any of those.
Yeah, we do have a few. Sorry.
Thank you.
Auditor of Kansas municipalities, we have to follow what's called called the KMAG, but it's the Kansas Municipal Accounting and Audit Guide. And there's two ways to keep track of accounting transactions for a municipality. And the most common way in Kansas is to elect out of GAAP, generally accepted accounting principles. About 98% of the municipalities in Kansas elect not to follow generally accepted accounting principles, and instead they elect to follow what's called the Kansas regulatory or statutory basis accounting, which is following the rules in KMAG, Kansas's audit guide. And a lot of the municipalities follow that because it's easier for taxpayers to understand, because it's similar to the cash basis. It shows your beginning balances, the receipts, the disbursements, accounts payable, and then the ending balances. So this report on page 1, 2, and 3, on page 1 of the independent auditor's report, it just talks about the board's responsibility and my responsibility. The board is ultimately responsible for the financial statements. My responsibility is to see whether they're in compliance with the KMAG. So on page 2, the first paragraph says there's an adverse opinion on U.S. generally accepted accounting principles. Now, there's nothing wrong with that paragraph, because most municipalities in the state have opt out of U.S. generally accepted accounting principles. So there is no balance sheet. The biggest difference is if the municipality followed those standards, they would have a balance sheet and they would keep track of their inventory, their equipment, any of their assets. Well, most state municipalities don't have a balance sheet. Basically, all they keep track of is the balances in their bank, bank or investment account. So there's no, when we elect out of GAAP, there's no way for us to audit your assets that you own, your equipment, your inventory. That's not part of a Kansas regulatory audit. And that's a downside on Kansas municipalities, is there's no one really auditing the assets of these smaller municipalities. So that paragraph just is explaining that we're not following the U.S. Principles and there's no balance sheet. Then down below, though, on the last two paragraphs on page 2, it talks about a disclaimer of opinion, which, like I said, this is the first time I've given a disclaimer of opinion to a municipality here in Kansas. And what that means is there were a number of reasons that I could not actually give an opinion saying that these financial statements are following KMAG or not. And one of the biggest reasons is the amount of time that has passed. What we have to do as an auditor is we can't rely just on the municipality's records. We have to verify as much as we can from outside third parties, from banks, vendors, patrons, the state, and trying to get people to respond on 2013 information that far back really were unsuccessful at getting hardly any responses. So that was one of the biggest reasons I could not issue an opinion, is because we really were not able to confirm hardly anything with outside sources. Also, the original records of the municipality were really not auditable. The people that were involved in doing those records in 2013, to me it was clear they did not know what they were doing. Katie had to go back through and recreate the records using QuickBooks, and I used her recreated records. I did not use the original records to prepare these financial statements because the original records were not in a shape that would be able to even really do financial statements of any that you could rely on. So for whatever reason, in 2013, those records were just not being kept like they should. And, a lot of times it's probably because they just didn't know what they were supposed to be doing. On page 3, it talks about supplementary information, and the Kansas Municipal Audit Guide requires us to include supplementary information with these financial statements. And that supplementary information, I didn't issue an opinion on either because of the same reasons. So basically, this report says these financial statements are being prepared for the state because the state requires them, but we're not able to say whether they're really in conformity with the regulations because of those reasons. Just see if there was any other reason I wanted to mention. Yeah, I mean, basically the bottom line is we were just unable to obtain sufficient audit evidence to determine if the financial statements were in conformity with the state's basis of accounting. And these there could be misstatements in these financial statements, and they could be material, and there could be, several of them, because we just weren't able to confirm most of the information. But the information that we did have and we recreated with the bank statements that we had, we had the bank statements for the whole year, page 4 shows that information. And basically on KMAG, there's just the one statement, which is statement 1 on page 4, and everything else is notes and supplementary information that goes with that statement. So basically, in 2013, there was the three funds, the general fund, the road fund, and the special equipment fund, based on the records that we had. And it shows the receipts and expenditures and then the ending balance. Now, the notes on the back just gives more information, like on page 5, it just gives more detail about the accounting policies that the township is supposed to follow. Note 2 on the budgetary information. In the township minutes, there was a mention that the budget had been amended because the road fund basically spent more than the budget. And so there was a mention that the board was wanting to do an amendment, but they never followed through and did the publication or the hearing or anything that I could tell And I did check with the state on that, and they had no record of that. So as far as we can tell, I think the board had intended to amend the budget, but it never really did the proper procedures to do that. So that is a statutory violation that on these statements, the road fund, if we look at, let me go over here to the top of what you guys have. From the original budget, yeah, if we look at page 14 is the detail on the road fund, and it shows that the $117,000 was spent in excess over the budgeted receipts, or the expenditures was actually $124,655 over.
What page, sir?
It would be page 14.
13.
Or did you give them the latest one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well then let me look at that. It would be page 13.
Thank you.
Yeah, page 13. And so when you have a budgeted fund and you spend more than the budgeted fund, it basically violates the Kansas statute. And that Kansas statute that was violated, there's a paragraph in here that's mentioned. Let's see where it is. On page 10, note number 9, it mentions that the KSA 79-2935 was the statute that was violated. That statute, though, is not a penal statute, so that statute, if it was a penal statute, I'd have to turn that over to the county attorney and notify him of that. It's not a requirement for me to do that because it's not a penal statute. But it is something that, you know, needs to be avoided in the future.
So there's no reform on...
There's
no... $250,000 over.
There's really no punishment since it's not a penal statute.
Is it noted somewhere publicly that they...
Well, this report actually gets sent in this evening. Once we go through this, we'll see if the board will approve this report. If they approve this report, I have to send it to the Kansas Division of Accounts in Topeka, and they post it on the state's website, and they keep track of it. So it is out there, public information. Let's see if there's any other notes. Oh, on page 9, note 4, long-term debt, it lists the capital leases. I could not find accurate information to be able to complete that or fill that note out, so that's why up there on the top it says that note's not complete and accurate. And I looked at the records, I looked at information that was sent in to the state on the budget forms, and to me it looked like the budget forms were filled out incorrectly for at least 3 years in a row, because these numbers on these leases were not correct for at least 3 years in a row. Because I looked at 2012, 2013, and 2014 from what the state has on the budget records, and they were not lining up at all with what the leases should be. So whoever filled that out, they didn't know what they were doing. So note 4 is basically pretty much worthless, other than it does identify the leases. We already talked about page 10, so page 11 is basically the budget compared to the expenditures. And general fund was okay, it was the road fund that went over. And so page 11 shows it went over by the $124,655.
Do you know what that was? That is actually where the township ran out of money completely and had to liquidate equipment.
Okay, well I didn't see where there was equipment sale.
Yeah, that's why. Zero money in the checking account.
Okay.
And then basically 12 and 13 and 14 just gives more detail on each fund. recommendation on those forms with the state. I mean, you know, they're on file, or, and, you know, they're wrong. But at this point, I don't think it would, I don't really think you would need to necessarily go in and try to figure out how to correct them, because it was not, I mean, the records just aren't that clear. I think basically for 13, we just need to send this report in to the state, and that'll at least, you know, at least the, even though I wasn't able to give an opinion, it at least says that we did the steps, did what we could, and we sent the report in to the state, so it's not sitting there missing.
So you wouldn't redo the annual reports to the county? You would just leave it alone?
I would leave it alone, because I don't know how accurate this report is. Since, I mean, you know, we had to, it's just, yeah, it's just kind of a jumbled up mess.
Can I ask a question? Page 13, the salaries and wages, budget is $75,000, it's spent $126,000. Is that not a red flag?
Some of it could be depending on how the information was classified. You know, the salaries and wages, I think what happened there is all the taxes and stuff all got lumped in under salaries and wages. And maybe down here under, like, employee, you know, some of the budgeted numbers was kind of split out. I think the salaries and wages, the employee benefits, those get added together, and then there's payroll taxes. If you add those three budgeted numbers together and compare that to the actual salaries, I think it's closer. Okay. It's just not split out on the actual, because they didn't split that out on the records. Like I said, this is the first time that I was not able to give any type of opinion. I've had other cases where I was able to do, you know, a limited opinion. I might have say that overall I thought most of it was in compliance, but there might have been an area that wasn't. These statements, I just wasn't comfortable giving any opinion. And one of the bit, you know, one of it was the stuff wasn't done accurately, but number two is we were unable to, you know, if I was able to get more of it from third parties and verify the information, I could have made the journal entries to make this, to make sure this was accurate. But when that much time's passed and we weren't able to verify it, you know, that's one of the reasons. Because even, you know, there's some situations that I see where the books might be a mess, but we're able to clean them up based on the information we get, and then we can give an opinion that they, you know, that they are accurate. But in this case, I just wasn't able to, you know, verify much of it. Are there any other questions?
Surely you have an opinion, even though you didn't write it down.
Well, I think you kind of heard what my opinion was. It's kind of a mess.
So this is the only township or the audits that you do. How many audits do you do?
Well, I do different municipalities.
Okay.
I do schools and townships and rural water districts, and so.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the only one that you.
In 22 years, this is the only one that I've had to issue a report that I couldn't give some type of opinion on, because I was not. Part of it was the amount of time that passed. Usually, I don't encounter one that hasn't been, you know, filed, you know, that far back. I mean, if there was, I can remember a rural water district that didn't want to comply, and they didn't even want to file any kind of report with the state, and they ended up being forced to. So, I mean, there's, you know, there's some other situations out there. I think the one that made this challenging was I could not, you know, verify much of the information from third parties, because usually we send out confirmations to various individuals or businesses to try to verify the information. And usually we can get, you know, most a response out of most of them. Well, in this case, we just didn't get any responses. And so, as an auditor, I can't just rely on the township's own records. I have to, anything material, I have to verify from an outside source. And we weren't able to do that on much. So, and part of it was, you know, and it is sometimes in the small municipalities, there's, you know, people that are trying to do the books that just really don't, you know what they're doing.
Would it not be like an act of negligence in a way of not having their audit sooner for this problem they knew they had?
I'll speak to that. How long did we look for an auditor until we finally taught Chad Andra?
There's not too many. There's getting to be fewer and fewer municipal auditors in the state of Kansas.
Yeah.
One of the reasons is I have to go through what's called a peer review, so I have to have another CPA firm look over my work. Well, there's fewer and fewer peer reviewers in the state, and the only peer reviewer that I can find to look over, well, actually, since I do school districts, there's only one peer reviewer in the state that does school districts, and he's out in Liberal, and he does all the reviews for school districts. So it's getting harder and harder to find people willing to do this. So part of it was just trying to find someone to do it.
And so who was in charge then in the board, as far as the board? I mean, looks to me like it'd be their responsibility.
Well, it is the board's responsibility to have an annual audit, and if they meet the threshold for, I mean, if it's a very small municipality, sometimes they don't have to if it's under a certain threshold. But it's the board's responsibility to follow KMAG, the Kansas Municipal Accounting and Audit Guide. And it's pretty detailed. I mean, it spells it out. I mean, really, I tell the municipalities they really should be getting that KMAG book, and it's updated every year. The state charges about $100 for it each year, but the board really should have a copy of it so they know what they need to follow and do.
We do.
Yeah.
We do now. We do.
Yeah. But like I said, I have seen one, a water district that was in a way similar. They hadn't filed their reports for a long time and didn't want to.
Chad, on page 10, note 6, the other post-employment benefits, where it says that the township offers health insurance to the retirees. Is that just referring to the COBRA in the second paragraph there? I'm just curious how that...
Yeah, the other post-employment benefits would only be referring to COBRA, which really is not paid by the township.
Okay.
It says down that the last sentence, the premium is paid in full by the insured, which would be the employee.
Okay.
That's a paragraph we have put in there for KMAG, but it just says that they're not paying that.
Gotcha.
Chad, did you have an amount of a dollar amount of money that we could not account for, that we just didn't know what we did with that money? Is there a dollar amount on that?
No, I really don't have a specific dollar amount. The biggest thing is just that I could not, verify from outside parties all the numbers that I needed to verify for this report. I do think, pretty much everything that ran through the bank account, we accounted for on this report because we had the bank statements.
Right.
And so we did account for that. But, these type of audits are limited because they... with so many municipalities following this regulatory basis of accounting, there's no balance sheet. And so, there's a whole section of the accounting that's not even audited, the inventory and the assets, other than the cash assets in the bank, those aren't audited because they don't even show up on the books. I mean, when you buy a piece of equipment, we do see that it's an expense. And if you sell a piece of equipment, we see the income, but, we don't. And when you buy, inventory or supplies, it shows up as an expense.
So I noticed, like, on the road materials and supplies and parts, it was a budget of $105,000 on page 13. and the actual was $271,943.
And see, some of that is how it's classified too. But yeah, I mean that is that area is probably the biggest, you know, amount that it, you know, that's where it went. You know, the excess over was the overall excess was $124,000. Well, you know, the materials and supplies was $166,000 over, so that's where all the overage is.
$51,000 for fuel. Do you guys know in the last few years how much we've spent in fuel? Is that an awful lot of money? $51,000?
Not off the top of my head. It's in the this year to date, real quick.
Yeah, give me a second.
This year's is in this report.
Okay. So far through the end of June, we have spent, I'm sure I look at the right thing, just over 6,000.
Okay. So that's
significantly less.
That's a huge amount of money.
Mm-hmm. But I think at some point, you have to say, there's just no way of tracking them.
Oh, I agree.
And you have to close the book.
I agree.
If nothing can be done,
I mean, there was nothing we could do. But we needed to get this audit done so we could see it all.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, we needed to see this.
Okay, all right. Anything else? Are there any other questions?
Did you happen to look at our annual reports, just off chance? You did? Okay. So, do you remember if the difference between what we turned in for our annual report during 2013 to the county, the total dollar amount, was it very different than what you came up with Katie's reconstructed records?
I don't think the overall total was that big a difference, but I'd have to look.
But maybe just the items listed.
I think just how some of it's filled out was just not... I think whoever was filling it out just really didn't know what they were, how to fill it out. You know, that happens sometimes.
Well, the first time we tried to audit, our books that we turned over to the auditor in Wichita had two different townships on it. So, I don't know. That's when they just said, here, take your flash drive back. Appreciate your work, Chad.
Yeah, I meant that. Like I said, they had to use the recreated work.
Yeah, this had to be...
The original work was not really auditable.
This is very hard for somebody that's very, it's as talented as a CPA as you are.
I guess the next step would be if the board wants to, if you want to approve this report for me to send to the state, and that would at least get... you'd at least be in compliance that you did, the audit for 2013.
I would be willing to make that motion.
I have one more question about this other on page 13, $90,449 under other. Does anybody have any idea what that other is? Is that one of the things we just don't know?
Where is that again?
That's on...
Oh, on 14.
It's on my 13.
The cash receipts?
The road fund.
Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah. Cash receipts, other $90,449, and then the variance over or under is $90,000.
I think that was that FEMA money.
Could have been the FEMA money.
So that's just what we got?
Could have been the FEMA money.
Funds other than...
I don't remember this number, but I remember FEMA money.
It was funds other than from the... county treasurer.
Okay. Right. So it could be the only other thing we could have gotten.
Okay.
Or it could be sale of equipment.
Or it could be
sale of equipment, FEMA money.
Yeah.
Some sort of thing like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sale
of
culverts. I mean,
that number rings a bell from FEMA.
Sorry?
That rings a bell in that FEMA money.
Okay.
I know
there was a big number in one of those years.
Well, did we get FEMA in 2013 and 14? Because I remember we got...
I think so. And I don't see the 124 or the 123, which is what our amendment should have been in 2013, since the sale of equipment took place during 2013. So, and you would think that that would be under cash receipts, but I don't see that 123. Is it maybe somewhere else?
The sale of the equipment to
Yeah, it was about $123,000.
Yeah, I remember.
So on the newer ones, Will we have written down what we received the money from? I mean, you just got the blank thing.
More detail.
Probably you could go back to the statements.
Well, I'm talking about from like 14 on, 15 on.
We have it that we can provide it. It's not something we hand out every month, but we do.
Well, I'm not worried about being handed out, but just being on report saying what that money comes from.
Yeah, that's part of the expense and deposit detail we do.
And I think if you add the money under sale of equipment on page 12, general fund, and then add it onto that, it's 13 other, that might come out close to the number that you guys are looking for.
But again, I don't know why that's only 90.
It's 130.
On page, what page, Katie, did you say?
If you go to previous page, page 12, okay. General fund, there's a sale of equipment category of almost 42,000. It's 41,845, up towards the top.
Okay, right there. Okay, 41,845, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe mix that in with the other, and that
might come up to the 123 or thereabouts.
A little over, but. And then maybe some miscellaneous stuff to throw in there. Maybe that's how that, I don't know.
I was just wondering if that was the equipment.
That might be. I don't know.
Or the FEMA money or what it was.
Okay. I'm thinking the FEMA money didn't actually come until 2014. I think the FEMA happened in 2013, but maybe didn't come until 2014.
Okay.
So the sale of equipment, because we were totally out of money in October. So the only thing that I remember coming in between that month and the end of the year would have been the sale of equipment.
So, Julie, just make sure I understand. So at the end of 2013, we were zero balance?
No.
No,
we
there
were
was
zero balance in October. We were overdrawn in October.
So we sold the equipment.
So we sold the equipment to have money to finish the year.
Okay, but at the end of the year, we still have
But that. What we could have done
That's right.
is issued a tax warrant instead, where everybody would have paid the difference of what we overshot our expenditures for that year.
At the end of 13, there was $49,375.
In the bank.
In the bank.
Yeah.
Page 4.
Yeah, I can't wait
Follow
to
along,
2014. I do know personally that a lot of stuff that was in 2013 was not paid till 2016.
All right. Do you have any more questions?
No.
Questions?
Nope. Anybody okay. else?
Terry?
Now, when they vote on this to accept or decline it or whatever, does this stop here? Or when you turn this into the state, does the state look at your recommendations and you say, I can't do this, I can't do that? Are they going to come back and...
This will be turned into the state, and they will look at it. They probably will contact me and ask me, you know, why I couldn't give an opinion, and I'll just, you know, tell them what I told you. And then we'll see what happens. The likelihood nothing will happen, because I didn't see anything. I mean, I wasn't able to identify anything that would be reportable as a penal statute violation. Like I said, I don't know, but
so you didn't really identify any fraud. And that's
I didn't identify yeah. anything that right. I needed to turn over to the county attorney.
Right.
But it's just the records aren't
poor record keeping.
Poor record keeping.
Well, unless state comes back and says something, then we can
yeah.
move on.
If
go
the
on,
state doesn't say anything further, you just okay. move on.
What do I want to know?
Are you ready to do 2014?
I mean, is that something you want to mention? I mean, that we still have 2014 that's out there that needs audited.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked it over, but it may be a similar situation. 2015 was audited by another firm, and I audited 2016. 2016, I was able to give an opinion that it was, in compliance with KMAG. And we had already had a meeting on that. So there's 2014 still hanging out there, and then 2017, we'll be ready to do too. So that's up to the board, how they want to proceed on that. If you want,
I mean,
2014 could be similar report as this, but then I think, 2017, I think we can get back to normal report.
Okay.
as we did for 2016.
So to the board, what's your intentions for this 2014? Because obviously he's talking about the time situation makes it even more difficult. So
he has most of the stuff already.
So we're ready to go.
Yeah, and it's just a double check with you to see.
He and I were talking a little bit tonight. I thought I had gotten him some stuff. He's thinking he doesn't have it. He said he's going to double check. If he doesn't have it, I'll get it to him. I don't have a lot to get to him, but what little I do have, I'll get to him.
I guess the question to the board would be is if you wanted to, you know, just get 2014 done over as, you know, done and completed as quick as you could, we could do the same. You know, once I look it over, I could just say, well, it looks similar to 2013. I could just give no opinion and just prepare the financials based on the recreated data as best we can and just move on and then start on 2017. And 2017 should be a normal audit.
And you might have to do that for 2014.
And that's right. That's what I'm kind of thinking.
Well, but yeah. But obviously, we don't want to front run it and just.
Right.
I mean, I'll look at
an independent. Right.
Right. We want to see that. I mean, if it is auditable and I can give at least a partial opinion, I will.
Okay.
A partial opinion?
Yeah.
Does that mean we have a partial paycheck too?
Yes.
Oh, no. That doesn't work, right?
Okay. Anybody else? All right. We have a motion on the table to accept the final audit for 2013.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
I would amend that to pay him tonight, too, since you're going to prepare the check.
I added it onto the voucher list.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Is it on mine, too?
No, I just hand-wrote it on.
You just sit there and talk to it.
How much?
$6,500.
Okay. So motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. done, 3-0.
So
all right.
I'll go ahead and send it to the state then tomorrow.
Okay.
And then Katie will just need to send that
back. Yeah, I was just going to say.
We've got this.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, just give us 2 minutes. We got one form to just finalize. We're going to pay Mr. Andrew. So I guess we'll tell you what. I'm going to just bring up his check as a separate item of the voucher list. Put a motion on the table to approve his check to pay for this audit. So moved.
Second.
Those motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Do we need your signature on this at all?
No, that's just for you to pay the $150 filing fee.
Just the filing. That's what I thought. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's why they want us to go back.
If I remember last time what we did on this $150 filing fee, because we used the credit card. You didn't happen to bring the county credit card. Okay, good. Don't leave afterwards. You're going to need to borrow.
Okay. Moving on. Did we have any public groups? No. Just Mr. Rex towards the end. All right, we'll go to board reports with the overseer's report. Mr. Rick.
I'm Rick. I'm the new overseer. See a lot of great faces in here. Replaced a bunch of culverts, usual stuff. There's a mistake on my last month's material that I hauled. I haven't found it yet. 337 hours worked. Steve fixed the stuff I was worried about on the instrument panel and the air conditioner on the Duramax. Still ground the batteries on the Durastar. There's been some sand all on the roads. From what I've seen, it's working great.
I have a question. Do you have any? Do you ever find those maintenance manuals that Philip set up?
No.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's you or the last guy. I'm on 180th and Metal Alert. There's a culvert there. There is a 2x4 trying to keep it up, and that's not going to hold the road grader. curious what you thought about.
180th of Medlar? Mm-hmm. I haven't even noticed.
Okay, it's west of the church.
Good.
Check it out.
There's a lot if I can check out that.
Can I ask you a question? Or?
Yeah, one sec. Do you remember approximate amount on the instrument panel for the John Deere?
He got enough of a fix that it's on the back burner now.
Okay. He just kind of... All right, great.
So it's running?
Yeah.
Okay, because we had estimated $2,500, so we didn't have to spend that, what you're saying.
No, the only thing that's not working on it now is the RPM and the PTO speed, so nothing to worry about now.
The RPM on the PTO or the...
The PTO. And,
sorry.
The RPM. This is the only thing that's not working.
Okay.
I had a question. I was looking at the backhoe travel by the other day, and I noticed the windshield is all broken up.
Accidents happen.
Right. Do you know what happened?
Do what?
Do you know what happened? It would just be nice and not
State
to add...
Pushed, was clearing that hedgerow from a lark and pushed an old dead tree. And
oh, through the windshield? Do we need to get you any kind
of... No, he didn't push it with the windshield. The top of the tree came down.
Down.
And hit it.
And hit it.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Do we need to put any kind of a guard on there?
It would just be an entrance.
Okay.
All the trees along the ditch road is for a pretty good entrance, that's for sure.
He's been on that for the last 2 days. Yeah. And we got a new guy, and he's doing great.
Well, I'm sure he is. It's just...
He took out a half mile in the last 2 days.
It's just...
Wow, that's awesome.
That takes a lot to...
Yeah. Sorry. Sure.
Chop it up.
Well, this may be a more general question rather than specific, but on those trees, for instance, why we're doing it and the method we're using to do it looks kind of questionable to me, and using the backhoe to do it. But the other thing and the results, but and the sections of the road that we're doing it on, I think, at least my understanding, the reason we're doing it is trees shade the road, which causes the whole moisture. Right, and kind of breaks the road bed down.
Right, can.
But those sections of road where they're doing it, I know those are actually pretty good road sections. They're up high, they're well drained. And
you're talking about the most recent work on 130th?
Yeah.
There?
Yeah.
It, especially that section, if the trees have been growing literally out into the road, if you look on either the north or the south side there, at some places they're 2, 3, and 4 feet into the road. And as far as we need to get the trees out of the way to be able to mow the ditch so that the water has somewhere to go. I know the method is controversial. It has been for 3 years that I've been here. I know it was controversial when Rick Clark was doing it, that whether you cut hedge trees or you rip them. And what I keep hearing is when you rip them, they don't grow back as fast. Yes, it looks like crud for a little while. I totally agree. I talked to Rance yesterday about it. He was going to talk to Rick about it. We're going to see if some of the ones that look worse, or if we can clean them up at least so it's not horrible. But I do understand that ripping them makes them look worse for a short period of time. We're thinking with the weather, because right away it's a scarred, it's a white tree amongst, you know, the bark. The weathering will dull the color and it won't look as bad in literally a month.
Yeah. The bigger question, I guess, was does this really make sense? If you look along the roads there, and why are you choosing those areas and not other areas? There's some are hedge trees, some are cedars, you know, and the roads are, the trees are filled up right to the road.
I agree. Well, I'll be honest, we're choosing everywhere in the township, okay?
I have potholes to fill in. You got a $250,000 road grader out there, and I'm not going to have trees running up and down it. We're breaking that glass just like what happened. I apologize.
Yeah, it's
well, anyway, there's reasons for it. And I just
there really is.
Kind of one thought I was having is, this is no offense to you guys.
Can I have your name, by the way?
Pardon?
Could I have your name?
Yeah, Dana Herring.
Thank you. Just wanting to...
No, that's fine. And we didn't elect you guys as road experts. And to expect you to be that is a... I'm not saying that you're not smart about it and whatnot. What I was thinking, though, coming here is we have a lot of professional expertise, I'd say, in the township, that if we could form a committee, it would have to be a volunteer committee.
Right.
That could vet these different road improvement ideas and whatnot. I'm an engineer. I've done some civil engineering work in the past, although I'm not by trade. I'm sure there's other engineers and maybe other experts in the township that could, just on the side, review and research these various ideas, as opposed to every new trustee coming in with his own ideas, because I've seen, you know, all kinds of things over the last 30 years done.
True.
And people kind of taking a hack at it. This would give a little more professional approach to this topic. At least information.
Possibly.
You guys would still make the decisions. This would just be a idea.
Right. And what I mean, in the limited time I've been here, in 3 years, I've found that there are the widest range spectrum of opinions on what the professional thing to do is. That 90% of, not 90, I don't know what number, large percentage, is subjective also. Literally talk to one neighbor, I've said this example before, talk to one neighbor, they say put sand on the road so there's no dust. The neighbor right next door says do not put sand on the road, it causes bugs.
Right. And so I agree with exactly what you're saying, and I've been here for 30 years, and I know that.
But even but I'm saying even the professionals say that.
Well,
you have one that'll say this, one that'll say that, and it just.
Okay, but on any technical subject, you can get technical data, and we could gather that data, and we could present it. At least we'd have a technical basis for.
I would tell you this: take care of that, but I don't know if you can.
Well,
I mean, I would tell you to steer that up.
With the information.
Well, no, I would tell you to steer that up, but I don't know that. I don't know. Are you related to anybody on the board?
It has nothing to do with that.
Well, yeah, it kind of does. I think that it does.
Yeah, it's our township. I think half the people.
Well, yeah, they are. But as long as you just tell people that if you are, then that's fine.
Yes, that's fine.
And if you want to head it up, that'd be great.
I'm just suggesting that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Canvas the. You know, send out a notice or something, and try and put this. Again, I'm an engineer. We engineers solve problems from a technical basis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We gather information and we put it together. What you guys want to do with it would be up to you guys.
I'm sure.
Make the decision.
I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Yep.
And I don't think it matters whether who he's related.
We're not making the.
Oh, I think just as long as you tell people that, you know.
It's a free service. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And we have volunteer insurance, so there you go.
I'd be willing to.
It's a fair idea.
Yeah, I'd be willing to do that. I would not be willing to serve on the board. I mean,
come on.
You have to be so crazy to do that.
Okay, hang on. Sandra?
Are we going to go ahead before we start?
Sandra Taylor, 12157 Southwest Indianola. I'm not related to anybody on the board.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm breaking my own rule. I forgot about discussion towards the end versus now. If this is directly towards Rick, then okay. If not, I'm going to ask you to hold it.
I'm sorry.
My fault.
No, I was going to say, I think it's a good idea in basic laws and physics, and I was also the township. That big conference, they have a lot of good, that's been researched a lot as a starting point to throw that out as a suggestion. That's all.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Rick, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay.
Thanks to Rick. I think he's doing a good job.
Me too. Oh, thank you, Rick. I want to say thank you for putting how much fuel was used on this and being transparent.
How is the fuel?
I very much appreciate that.
Out there.
Do what?
How is the fuel going out there?
Well, you can see.
Yeah. It's on the report.
Well, what I'm saying is, are you going to order any more? Are we going to have any more regular gas out there all the time, or are we going to do
Zenance? Controversy.
Okay.
I think it did real good on the 100 on the county line from 140 to 130th where you put the sand down, because you can drive down the road before hitting the sand. You can just see the dust just roll off the back, and you get on the sand, you don't see 10% of that. You know,
less.
I think you can put any more on my road than you can. If you want.
Well, there's a fine line, and we're working on that. All right, we're going to move on with the clerk's report.
Okay, well, I think all of you have heard me ask for these before, but I still am missing some some records for 2013 and 2014, and I did ask Katie and Jeff on Monday, and apparently Jeff does have these records, so I do have a bunch of records that just came from the auditor that I'll be filing as permanent records and taping up, but I'm still needing copies of things like W-4s and things like that.
Financial records you're talking about, or?
Yes, a clerk keeps a copy of all records. At least that's what they're supposed to do, along with other things. But at any rate, and then I wanted to talk about the BREC meeting. We did have a special meeting, and I did not see that on our website, but I did go ahead and post it on the Facebook site that I set up 5 years ago and told that we were going to have a special meeting because BREC was unhappy with the contract that was presented to them, and we had voted on it in the last meeting, and that's why it was so important that if we did anything different that we set it up as a special meeting. So we did, and we all and that meeting was announced via that Facebook page, but we did go over there. They were very nice, and we got the contract differences worked out, and we have a new signed contract, which I noticed Jeff did bring copies of it. So
what did they not like?
Well, I think the main thing was it being so particular. Just the way I read it, it was awfully particular, and they were concerned that the way the boards have been so volatile in Pleasant Township that they might be responsible for stuff that they didn't do. So I'm okay with the way it was rewritten, frankly. And I told them that. So it didn't have anything that awful, and they will, since the CUP actually states that every time they do any addition or build any buildings or put a laydown lot or any of that out there, it specifically says on the county record that they have to get a new agreement signed with the township. So as they use the road more and more, for instance, and develop the western site and so forth, then the township will be better considered. And that is in the CUP. You know, it has to be, or we will never be able to get it in the contract, in any contract with them. So I'm happy with it.
One of the things they object, item number one here, was to protect the township, we said we wanted to do the work and that we would bill them for the repairs so that we could control the quality of the work. They just saw that as a potential blank check. And so we needed some fine tuning as to that process of, okay, let's pick a starting point. What do we agree is original condition? And then that's what we can go back to and invoices then in that regard. So it was just some clarifying.
That's all.
Okay. Treasury report.
We did the BREC. We've had some other stuff come up. So I've been a little bit more involved in township stuff this month than normal because I got more phone calls than I usually get. But let's see. Our beginning bank balance for the month of June was $403,936.54. We had a cleared bank balance of $579,410.10. We have an actual balance once all the transactions are cleared through the bank of $542,305.08. Details are on the following pages. And then vouchers. So there is the addition.
Just left.
Something?
No, Rick. Sorry. Rick stepped out, and I had a question for him on the vouchers. So sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Didn't mean to say that out loud.
So at the bottom of page 3, go ahead, and we already voted on the Chad Andrew. I went ahead and added onto my copy of the vouchers, so I'd have it on voucher records. I am going to move to approve the vouchers incurred in June 2018.
That is not the only addition, Katie.
What did I miss?
I'll leave it up to you to phrase it.
The Lee Media one from last month.
the Lee Media one that we discussed Monday?
That we discussed and did not vote on? No, no, no.
Can I finish what I was saying?
Sure, go ahead.
The Lee Media one that we discussed on Monday that we agreed I would put on the bottom of page 3 for the voucher list for tonight?
Only after I asked you why it had been paid and not on your voucher list did you offer to add it. But, okay, what I'm going to say is this. The last meeting, I was here. Jeff was out of town. We have a website that Jeff has the only access to. I don't have any access. That is not, I'm going to point out again, I'm trying to be calm about this. It's not the way it was set up. We all agreed that in the original, I guess, talks and visions of it, that Katie would do her treasury, I would do the minutes, Jeff would do the projects and so forth, and that would be the way it was. Well, at some point, he decided he was the only administrator. So last month, when we had the meeting, I noticed that the bill for Lee Media was higher. Now, granted, for supplies and things like that that we have to purchase in order to do our job, we do have a resolution that we've adopted that we can spend up to $200. But during the last meeting, I did exempt that, and it takes two for a quorum, and I did exempt that payment because the changes that were made to the website that made a different amount of billing was not authorized by the board. And I have a reply from Lee Media that says that changes like that should be authorized by the board.
That's not what her reply says.
Okay. Oh, I have
a copy of
it. No, let me finish. I won't interrupt you.
I'm sorry.
But my point is, for supplies, it's not a big deal. But whenever we vote against having something approved, and then...
It sounds like you made a decision.
Excuse
yourself.
Me. Point of order. Point of order.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Point of order. At any rate, so what happens is we voted against paying this bill until another, maybe next month or whatever, and suddenly Jeff came back to town, and they had to have met to where he signed the check, which is a meeting, where Lee Media was paid because I got an official notice that the bill had been paid, and it had not been authorized. So when I came to the agenda meeting on Monday, I asked Katie why it was not on here because it had been paid for like a week, about a week. And she said, well, I just hadn't done that or whatever. So she was going to add it. But I am just questioning and saying, you know, we can't have this. This is not per Kansas statutes. This may not be much money, but I can tell you that if anybody did this on the council, there'd be hell to pay, okay? And there would be a reprimand. You cannot say and approve things and not do it in a public environment. And I have been dealing with Mr. DeVinny on almost a weekly basis in trying to implore him to do something. Either get us a mediator that can explain the statutes to the board, all of us, or at least come to a meeting or at least send an email or a letter to all of us that say, these things have got to be done at a public meeting. You just can't do what you want. And even though it's not a large amount of money, it's the principle of the thing. It was voted not to be paid. Somehow it got paid. Magically, it didn't even get on the voucher list until I asked about it. So I'm just wondering if there are other things.
Hey, listen, no interrupting.
Here's my problem with this, okay? I am going to now go through every single bank statement that we've had for the past year because now I have a problem in being able to trust my own board members not to follow the statutes, because even though it's not a large amount of money, those statutes are for a reason. So that's all I have to say, and that's what I was trying to get Katie to explain. But no, this was not on the voucher list I was handed Monday, and no mention of it was made until I made the mention.
And it was just a simple error, because typically whenever I make up the voucher list, I make it up for the month, and I forgot to put that one on there. It was just an error. I have to handwrite it in because I cannot just automatically pick that one specific item to put on the voucher list. And I totally forgot that I had to move that from last month onto this month. That was not intentional.
Did you write a new check?
No, I did not write a new check.
Because You know, you like to keep it all. You said you always like to keep it in the month that it was actually billed. So, did you have a question?
Is this a frequent occurrence, these type of errors? Is this a frequent occurrence?
Apparently.
Error is an opinion.
So yes.
May I answer now?
If you need to answer it, I mean.
Order.
Okay.
If you need to answer it.
Okay. Well, I will put out that we did vote on this. We voted when we signed the contract for the $85 monthly recurring fee. This bill was $116.45, the difference being $31. We were going to get a $25 late fee if we didn't pay it on time for this $31. We have authorized the board to the board members to spend less than $200 without approval.
For things like supplies.
I don't believe it was specified, in my opinion. I don't believe it was specified like that. I believe that the opinion that Lee Media came back with was the authorization was about access to the website, not authorization about changes made to it.
You
the changes
have the email?
That you are talking about.
I do.
Are so minor. They're about changing the meeting date. The amount in question, what this was, the $30 came from a half an hour of their time. When I asked them, is there a way to pull up a report that shows when the website was logged into? Because you guys had complaints, rightful complaints last year that I didn't do it fast enough. And I wanted to be able to show that this year I was doing it much faster, much more frequently, that it was getting updated. So I wanted to be able to run that report for you guys. And so that was the extra $31 that they did in work on the website.
But the principle is
to put that functionality on there.
The principle is the changes were agreed on in the beginning. No other changes have been made that we were agreed on. However, there have been changes to the website, amongst which the administrative access is limited to one person.
That was not a decision by me only, again, for the 90th time.
No, wait.
Hang on.
Did we vote on it?
Okay, you're...
Order?
You can't interrupt me. You're going to interrupt.
Then okay. Tell everything, not just what you think it is.
Okay, listen. You can't.
Can you do it, please?
You can't.
Please help me. Here. I'm done. Listening to this.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you to leave if it happens again, okay?
Please do your job.
I'm doing my job. Don't you worry about it, okay?
Great.
This is actually progress. We're civil. We're talking to each other instead of yelling. So, just, okay? All right. I think we've covered this enough. It's on the voucher list now. Let's see. So the vouchers, motion has been made to approve these vouchers. I will second the motion. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Okay.
Not that it matters.
Okay. Did you have anything else in the treasurer's report?
I'll just address one thing. Yes, I did meet with Jeff after he got back into town. I gave him stuff, paperwork, notes that I had taken from the meeting, and the copy of the recordings, gavel, stuff they had provided to me for the meeting. So yes, we did meet. But as we've always been doing, the board still communicates via text message, via email, mm-hmm. outside of these meetings.
Of which we do have a record of those emails and those texts. However, these other meetings she's talking about,
okay.
I think
right.
It's your turn.
Okay. Trustees report. The neighborhood millings project update. Let's see. A couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, Donlinger came through with another spate of millings. It went on to the Ruth neighborhood. Ruth 141st, Quentin a little bit. And 143rd, thank you. Drawing a blank on the other one. Rick and the guys hauled a little bit of our own millings to put an apron onto the Quentin part of it, just because the amount that came out of the construction wasn't quite large enough. We still need to keep going on that. Talked to Callan from Donlinger. The next actually, for Rick, too. I just talked to him today. The next spade of millings looks like 3 to 4 weeks from now. Corneo, well, whatever. He got contacted about when his timing was. He forwarded it on to us. And again, weather dependent and dependent on the other construction companies changing that, but I'll keep you updated. let's see. That's all I got here. All right, we'll move on to items of business. First one on here, Rick had talked about getting some straight blades for the grader. Carbide blades, he was looking into cost for those. So I'll put a motion on the table to purchase carbide blades for the grader at approximately $2,500, and we will get a couple of bids for that. So moved.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Sorry.
So the carbide blades for $2,500, how long will those last compared to the regular blades?
30 to 50 times.
30 to 50
times. Cats in 16,000 hours. Bruno Township, they've had theirs on for 4,200 hours and not even close to wearing on them yet.
Okay.
Jeff Clark has 1,200 hours on his set.
Okay.
Very impressive.
That's all I wanted to know. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next item of business with the, what do I want to say? Low unemployment, competitive job market, and the condition of the township, which has kind of surprised Rick. We've discussed renegotiating his salary. I'm debating, do we say this number out loud? Or
it's public record.
It is public
record. Just don't give him his Social Security number, his birthday.
Right. And his bank account number.
Oh, no, you can give him that.
Yeah.
Just
we
kidding.
Renegotiated.
Just kidding.
For a $50,000 salary for Rick, with a six-month review from the date when the salary starts. So moved.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Katie?
Questions?
You had some discussion the other day.
May I pull my thoughts together on how I want to word
sure.
this? So, I've had a few issues with Rick. It's more just managerial and communication issues. So, to me, I'm kind of hesitant in giving a raise like that because of that.
Okay.
I guess we need to get it out on the open.
I think we need to go in executive session and discuss these issues, Katie. The only one that I heard of was one the other day.
Okay, don't speak for her. Don't speak for her.
I said I only heard one.
I know.
So maybe we need to go in executive session. If it's going to get personal, that's the right thing to do.
Well, I left it at that, and that's where I was going to leave it up.
It's done. We're done.
Okay.
Okay. So, I believe a motion's on the table and it's been seconded, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Item three. Just put a motion on the table to accept Philip Boucher's resignation as an employee.
You made the motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Second.
Motion's on the table. Made and seconded. Those in favor?
Discuss. I've received no such written resignation, and we do have it in our records that they're supposed to be written. So I just wondered how it is that we got from...
You're right. It's not written.
We had an issue
yesterday.
In the township.
Time out.
You don't want this public. I do want this public.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to move this meeting into executive session. This is an employee issue, and there are things that cannot be discussed publicly.
Only if it relates to...
Can we just step outside for a minute, please? Fine. I might totally be wrong, and now I'm doing this my first one in 3 years, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the rules of the executive session.
Fantastic.
I want to know how in the hell that this qualifies for an executive session. Because we're not discussing...
Okay, just hang on. Please don't be angry. I just want to discuss it before it comes out in public in there. Okay?
Okay.
I don't believe that we can talk about any of the Shawnee stuff because it's outside the township. It's a legal matter, not anything with us.
We can talk that he did stop by our employee's house.
There's he said and she said.
It's a report. There's two witnesses that agreed that they saw him there and what he was talking about. I mean, look, I don't want
to... Okay, hang on. But again, two witnesses is still only one side of the story. He's not here to say his side of the story.
But two witnesses saying that Shawnee's side is correct is totally different than one for and one against. That's three for and one against.
I understand that we want to be careful what we say. I'm absolutely not saying that we're lying.
But here's my problem.
I honestly am, and Philip didn't say this, and I don't think he'd do it. I just want to be very careful about slander against the township, about us getting in trouble for slander if we allow this.
What the hell did he do when he went over there to Shawnee's?
What?
And what did he do that the policeman made a recording? Because what I heard from the sheriff's officer was it was one big slander against Julie Winslow, whose fault about everything. That is exactly what that officer said to me. Now that is slander. So here's what I'm willing to do. I am not willing to accept his resignation, but I am willing to accept his termination, but not a resignation, because he didn't resign. I don't have anything in my email. I haven't received anything from him.
You're right.
And as far as I'm concerned, he did something very bad, and we don't have to discuss it, but we need to terminate, not let him resign. That's not the same. So if you want to not discuss anything, let's make it a termination. And that's all you have to say. We agree to terminate, and that's it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I bring coffee, you know that. What?
Bang, bang, call the bag back door.
Exactly. All right.
We get to the board.
All right, I'm going to call us back to order, please. Okay, let's see. I'm going to pull my motion back, and that we're going to put it in here as a motion to terminate Philip Boucher as a part-time employee with the township. So moved.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I thought he quit.
Where's he going?
We just had this discussion outside, Katie.
I know.
Either yay or nay.
Wrong.
Yay or nay.
Okay. Those opposed?
Yeah, he's gone. I mean, I don't think.
Opposed or for?
I didn't know that you were going to change the motion. I didn't realize that's what you were doing.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's what we were just talking about. All right.
Hang on.
We're in uncharted water. Yeah.
We can.
Yeah, no. Sorry. We're in uncharted waters for a second here. We're going to step back outside.
Is it colder out there? Because we could all go.
No, we could go outside.
Separate is the legal term you're looking for.
Thank you.
So there's all.
So you said, you are saying that he told you that he was done with the township. So it may not be in writing. He called me up on the way up here, said he's done with the township. He wants nothing to do with it. So as far as I'm aware, he quit. Whether it's in writing or not, he quit. Kind of like if an employee disappears and doesn't come to job, they quit. And if you're saying he quit...
Sorry, we're back in executive session outside.
And if you're saying he quit, he called me up and said that he quit.
Well, frankly, Randy just threw out a word that he said separate. Julie's agreement was to put it as terminated to just keep it out of public. Like I said, because I think that, you know, like I said, there's two sides to any story. Yes, it's perfectly valid to say if there's three people on one side versus one, it's a different animal, but it's still a public thing that I don't believe is.
Well, on separate, I could go with that because that's both
no,
sides.
No, I'm not going to go with anything but terminate. That's it. That is going to buy me not saying one damn word about it in this meeting. Otherwise, I will. And I have a right to do that, Katie. It's me that has a problem legally, not you two. Me.
No, that's not true. Because you're acting as the township clerk. So
I think I know how to choose my words carefully. It's public record. Either we terminate him or it just goes public. And I'm not being ugly. I'm just telling you, that's the way it has to be because he got away with murder, in my opinion. That's not your opinion. I get that. But he called you, and he called you, but he sure as hell didn't call me, and he didn't put it in writing.
Yeah, he didn't call you.
Yeah.
What do you mean he got away with murder?
He got away with doing what he did. Going over there and saying, I'm coming back to the township and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I know exactly who's been calling on you and I have reports with all these names in it and, you know, the township's going to come back to me and bad mouthing the township. But the worst of it, what he's getting terminated for, in my opinion, was going to that sheriff's officer and sitting there saying, this is all Julie Winslow's fault. Everything is Julie Winslow's fault. She did this, she did that, she gave me these records that were not redacted. You know, I proved to that sheriff's officer right then and there, the only reports I ever had were all redacted, and I got every one of them from Shonda.
Are you willing to only say what he said about you?
No, it has to be terminated, or I'm going to tell everybody everything.
That's what I just said. If we go to separated, or if we go to resign, but you're allowed to say what he said against you. What he said against you, not the Shawnee part.
Because I'll ask Shawnee to give her part too. And she probably
but
will.
He's not here, so...
You know, then all you have to do is terminate. But I'll tell you what, Katie, I asked you money. I said, you want him to come back? And you would not even answer a yes or no question. I don't want him back.
You expect an answer out of everybody in a tenth of a second. And if they don't give you an answer in a tenth of a second, then you jump down their throats. Okay? That's what happened Monday.
We shouldn't even have to come back out here.
Executive session is something new. That's what we're talking
about.
This isn't even for an executive session. We're not really...
You know what? Jesus Christ.
I told you. I mean, that's just... Oh, I'm willing to go. If you guys... You know, here's the deal, guys. You got the majority. You can do what you want. You're writing the minutes. You're doing a lot of her job.
No, we don't.
You're doing a whole lot of other stuff.
You're just going to start talking. You'll just start doing it.
I'm just going to tell you, he's terminated. That's it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's terminating his relationship with the township. We're done. What's so big about that work? Everybody's been terminated from
something. How
about
would you stop for a second and let Katie talk?
No, everybody hasn't been terminated.
Really? You've never been terminated from a job?
Have I? Yeah, my head injury job. And that was because they couldn't take me back.
Well, he's being terminated, in my opinion, because he stepped over the line. To an employee's house. He dissed the township. He dissed Rick and how he was doing the roads. He told her. He didn't have any idea of what he was doing.
I'm sorry, we've covered this. Well, and I agree with you on most
that's why he's being terminated.
Part of the problem is that you brought it back up in there versus in the executive session.
Well, I didn't realize, I guess I missed something here, that you were changing the wording and stuff.
That's what we agreed to, was we will keep it out of the public domain.
Completely.
If we change it to terminate. And all you have to do is just say you vote nay on terminate.
We don't have to give a reason
right.
at all.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing.
I mean, yeah, he's gone. He's not coming
back.
Well,
then you can vote no.
So just vote no.
Yeah.
And you don't have to give reason either way. Okay, so you just
I don't plan on him coming back. I apparently missed that we were changing the wording in the vote.
Sorry.
That
was the compromise. That was the agreement.
Okay. I missed that little detail.
Okay.
And then,
Okay.
We already know?
Really?
You have to say the time.
I'll have to go back through, and I didn't do it the first time, so I'll have to go back through.
Just that we ended it at 7:57.
Second executive session ended at 7:57. Came back in. Stop for a second and focus. All right, ladies and gentlemen, one more time. Sorry, trust me, found out 3 years ago that we didn't have to follow Robert's Rules of Order, so this would have been even uglier. That stuff's even worse. Okay, let's see. So we have a motion on the table. We have two ayes. So I will say
we vote.
Those opposed. No, it's still the same. It hasn't changed.
So I'll just abstain.
Okay. Okay, you abstain. All right. Thank you. Okay, next item of business. We are continuing our chip seal project. As I've said before, the millings for the neighborhoods this year pushed back some more chip seal till next summer. But we're going to continue with the road counting that we've been doing. And we're looking at some different little road counters. They're about the size of a trail camera, maybe a little bit bigger. They're new technology, newish technology, where they're radar-based. Rather than having the pneumatic tube that runs out across the road, there's been some question from some of the citizens. We don't think there were issues, but it's created enough of a question whether the pneumatic tubes were valid on dirt roads. So we're looking at radar counters. The price range on
the speed also.
They do.
And there's a ticket that comes in the mail.
Yes.
They
do speed, direction.
Good one.
Front lane,
good
back
one.
Lane. Yeah, they do quite a bit.
Great, because we accept the sheriff.
I've looked at six or seven different companies. Prices are ranging $1,900 to $3,200 per. Stay with me because I know numbers kind of get jumbled. It's kind of like talking numbers on radio. Okay. When we got an estimate from the engineering firm, Sealison, they were talking about $375 per site that they would charge us. What we did in the past is we did two sites per mile, and then we did a number of miles throughout the township. So talking to them at 20 or 30 sites at $375, having them do this study for us, those numbers in my head was about 7,300 range to 11,250 to have them do it. If we buy one or two road counters and just do it ourselves, we're looking at $4,000 to $7,000 ish. So that's an idea.
Sorry, could you repeat that last part again?
No.
To buy two road counters, do the study ourselves. We put them out, do the study ourselves. We're looking at 4 to 7. But then we own them, we control them, we can keep doing it year after year after year all over the township and just keep building a database of all the traffic counts.
So,
and I'm gonna open it up for discussion. One second. No, go ahead.
How much are the counters that we purchased already?
1,600 total with tubes and all the extra little accessories.
$1,600, and we bought four of them, right?
Three. I think we already had the software.
Yeah, we got the new software came with it, which is the same with a couple of these. The software comes with it.
Randy,
One thing I haven't looked into but thought of was whether we can just turn and resell the pneumatic tube ones we have to kind of offset some of this.
Yeah, Rich will probably buy them.
Maybe. And the other possible idea is once we have these going, if we did a study for a couple months, rent them out to another township to use. Another possibility to offset some of the cost. I will open it up for discussion with you guys. And
did you say that Solson provided you for us?
Yeah.
Okay. Question, are you talking about spending a few thousand on the counters versus utilizing Solson and Sons for the traffic control assessment? John Solson at one point in time was the head of the Kansas Turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
He is an engineer. They know traffic better than anybody, probably in the state. If I was looking at dollar for dollar or even close to dollar for dollar, would it not be better off to have their opinion to go with it? They are professionals in the business.
I totally.
And especially when he's able to review all the data, review the speeds, any of that kind of stuff, to be able to give you maybe a better assessment of what your road did need.
I'd probably agree with you if it was a one-year deal, but since we'd own them after the first year and we'd be able to use them for a number of years after that, versus that's their cost for a one-year study. So now if you take it out to 5 years, you're talking 50 versus 7. We could discuss whether we use them the first year to get an idea, to get their opinions, maybe even...
like a baseline?
Fine.
Yes, I would like that. I would like that. My contribution would be, let's let them do it this time, or the first year, teach us how to do it correctly. And then maybe they'd even be willing to act as a data checker in the future after we learn to handle them.
I doubt it.
And we're doing this data to find out how many cars are going in a certain place to help with the chip seal.
Correct.
Not speed.
No, I think he said that they can.
They can do speed.
Well, no, it will track speed, but that's something that we would have to take to the county, to the sheriff's office.
And just to know how fast people are going
right
on the roads so that we know.
We know they go fast.
You told me that when people drive faster,
roads quicker.
It's a little bit different.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Solson will have a waiting factor
so that's
for
what
that
I'm talking
extra
about,
speed.
Not right to try to catch a speeder. I'm talking about.
Right. It's not to catch
it. Yeah.
And the.
Exactly.
The traffic count is to aid us just to make it equitable in picking which roads we're going to chip seal.
I agree.
As part of the criteria.
Do these things track vehicle weight in any way?
Not weight. They do vehicle length, some of them.
I mean, you know, because trucks obviously tearing up. Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Agreed. Like I said, it'll be.
Probably
so
takes a lot of factors.
On this study, okay, so for that, you say it was a price of about $11,000. That was for
yep
how many counters?
That's them doing 30 different sites,
30
different data readings.
Okay.
They're charging us just per site that we put them on.
Okay, so.
I'm sorry?
But do they provide the equipment?
Yeah,
okay,
that's turnkey.
So
that's turnkey. That.
On that aspect, so they're doing 30 at one time, and how long does their study last?
It wouldn't be a one time. I don't think they have that number of equipment. We talked about what we did last time, each site was about 3 days, where we'd leave it there for 3 days, take a traffic count, and take an average for that site. And like I said, do two sites per mile. So
right
then those numbers were then averaged as well
right
to come up with a number for the mile. So we said the same thing for them, just to get a baseline price. If you came out and did this for 3 days at a site and then moved them around the township, so we discussed a potential two-month project it would take them. I don't think they have 30 counters, but you're right. They probably have maybe four or six.
Well, when you said that, I was just kind of under the impression that they were going to put out 30 at one time.
No. It'd be maybe four of them and move them a couple different times.
The other issue that I have with having it done one time is the point that my traffic is double at least during the school year.
Yeah.
And so if you do it during the summertime,
so we're going to do it during the summer.
My road will never get done.
That's a fair point. And frankly, what we were going to try and do was take a 2016 study, figure out the days where we did each site, and do different days this time when we study. So if it was Monday through Wednesday then we'd go Thursday through Saturday.
But even the time of the year, like he's talking about school.
I know, but at what point is it like, we don't have 100 counters. And
well, I mean, that's the nice thing about it.
We're never going to chip seal your road,
you could
Michael.
Do it.
Okay.
I mean, you could do it in quarters.
Rick?
Why don't we get one? I can narrow it down. We can review that and then carry on from there.
Yeah,
get one down. I can move it all around. And
possibly.
You know the pneumatics don't work.
Sorry?
How do you know?
Number one, you see him out there. You call all your buddies and drive by.
Well, my position in hiring Silicon is I do know them to be a reputable company.
No, we're of the opinion that they work pretty well.
If you get one of these electronic or radar units, you can put the two together and make a comparison.
There you go.
What you're getting.
True.
But you guys are, I don't think you're remembering the weighting factor here.
We weren't going to throw them. We were going to at least.
You know, dispose them, but you can buy more of them if they're working. Just keep mm-hmm. Don't go with the high dollar.
At what traffic count does there become county or state participation money on road?
State or county participation?
At what traffic count
does it
become state or county participation on the road?
I.e., where does it come to where the county comes over and takes over the road?
Right.
It's more than 400.
Yep. So like 21st Street that goes by the old port, and you know, it's been around here forever.
Right. Last
that,
I heard
that
it was
a gravel road for years and years and years and years. Within the last, 10, 12 years, that was rehabbed, it was paved, and now it's a major thoroughfare. And obviously, 190th, 180th,
right.
170th, those are all pretty high traveled roads in the township.
Totally agree.
So is there, at what point does it become,
if it's not
the county coming in and taking it over, at what point do we approach the commission and say, here's our traffic count, here's what state statutes mandate, and we need to do this for this roadway.
Right, I agree.
And 180th is the split between 210 and 150th, that one would make the most sense.
Yeah. We keep hearing different numbers. The latest number we've heard is 400, which to me seems a little low, but I'd be surprised if they did it at that.
400 a day?
Sorry?
Or an hour?
No, a day. Which we have some that, we have 10 roads that are approaching that, 10 miles at least that are approaching that already. And I know that the county does their, let's see.
That's on the summer, though, not during the school year.
Yeah. Steve Wheeler was running down a bunch of these numbers for us, too. The railroad does their traffic counts at the intersections, I want to say, every 7 years. The state does it every 9, and I believe the county's either 5 or 9, where they're doing their own counts. And so we've pulled that data as well, and we want to use that in conjunction with whatever we come up with to, again, try and just get the clearest picture we can. Any other...
I haven't seen any of these estimates. You've only gone to one company? Or you've gone to more than one?
No, just that one, frankly.
Okay.
And I did email it to you.
RFE?
I did email it to you.
I dismissed it then.
Okay. Did you have
another question?
I'm pretty sure it is.
So are we saying then that that's what we're going to go back to now to determine how the roads get chip sealed?
No, that's just.
Count?
I know you're so.
I know your road is.
So Jones on this. I know.
Was number one.
It is one of the criteria. It is a major criteria because traffic crushes the rock. Period. I mean, just flat out. So.
If you don't mind, if I add just a couple.
It's not the only criteria.
There's a lot of weighting factors, and although I appreciate Rick so much, he's done so much since he's been here. I'm afraid to ask him to do anything else because I know that I hear people telling me that he was, oh my God, he was on the road Saturday at 6:00. Okay. And then, and I know he's out here trying, I think the township was in a lot worse shape than he thought.
But my thing is, if we hire somebody to do it, and we haven't sent out an RFE, so I don't know why we haven't, but we should, because we really need three people to bid this. But I would be for a company taking it over for this time. There's a lot of reasons for that. Our roads are in various degrees of shape, bad or good, okay? There's other factors to weigh just because it's a certain road on traffic, okay? There's also road readiness. I would like them to measure all of those factors. I would like them to measure what the weather did to it. I would like to measure, you know, the ability to get the road up to shape as far as being to par before we do the chip seal.
That'd probably be a good idea, wouldn't it, to get the roads up in shape before you start counting the chip and seal.
Well, I'm just saying that if we hire a contractor like that from the beginning, and this is where an RFE would be handy, they can come in and say, okay, your main traffic roads, according to your previous studies, are A, B, C, and D. And really, that's where we're going to have them concentrate. That's what I want to concentrate, because I see the roads and the deterioration to them. So, I don't know. That's just my thoughts. There's other factors besides that. And plus, I don't want Rick to suddenly say, you know what, I was so busy doing the camera thing that I could not get any grading done this weekend. So,
I had a question.
No, that's the other part of going to the... Those type of cameras are much faster install, much faster, easier to move around.
Okay.
Sorry, sure.
Do you have the don't you have the county engineer come in before the chip and seal?
Do we have the county engineer come in?
Yeah.
No.
I think.
No inspections.
I think Philip talked to the county engineer some about it before, if I remember right.
He told me in a meeting. It's on record that
just
he
in
had,
general getting information. Yeah. We don't have him come in to do an inspection. No.
Maybe put it on a list or something might be a good idea. That way, those flat chip and seal will last longer and not have the washboards that 180th has from, what is it, right from like Rose Hill to.
Every thoroughfare.
And I will say that part of that in our discussion about whether to call, whether to talk to them or not, was we looked at 160th up there in the first mile east of Butler Road.
Yeah.
And we're kind of like, okay, do they really know? No offense to them, but. That was unfortunate. Okay, so let's see. What do we approve here?
We're working on the counters. The counters, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure out. We'd like to, well.
How much were each of them again?
What I've got so far is. Yeah, I guess we got to. I don't want to table it. I'm trying. Here, sorry. We were trying to get this going, to keep the momentum going, so we could start this study. If it's going to take 2 months, that puts us towards the end of summer. Give Rick a chance to couple, then he's working on those same, the roads that we choose for 2 or 3, 4 months, whatever it is. Then there's 6 months of sitting, hardening, curing, before next summer. And so I was trying to figure out what we can improve on this to just keep this going rather than waiting another month to actually say, okay, let's go.
I don't think we can hire anybody.
What's
that? By pneumatics, what are people's issues with?
With their pneumatics?
Are they not counted?
The concern is with the dirt roads, from what I understood.
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you, Steve.
The pneumatics.
Right.
What's the issue with them?
Some people pulled up articles that had an opinion that they didn't work as well on gravel roads because of the uneven surface. Even though I sat here in a meeting and said we have a little broom in our kit when we lay out the tubes that we sweep the road, literally make a space for the tube to go on. Didn't totally... there was some question... Obviously, there was some question of whether they work in cold weather, so we had to wait now until the summer, which they don't work as well in cold weather. It just... I don't know if part of it is just the township and that I don't want to throw this at Stones, but as soon as we started chip sealing roads, everybody was like, oh, when's mine going to be done?
No, just Michael.
No, everybody. Everybody.
Well, should
mine is and the so, ones that were mad that we even chip sealed.
Yeah. The ones
there are those.
And then immediately the data came into question. Well, why'd you pick those roads? How'd you pick those? Why is that by that person's house? Why is that by that person's house? And so immediately everything became questioned. And some of it, like I said, was about the data. So this was just an attempt to possibly alleviate some of those questions.
But right. You do have the data that you took before somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that data.
So would hiring somebody outside kind of just take care of that, right, just off the table for your baseline?
Yeah. Well,
just your baseline. Boom.
Yeah.
Baseline.
Well, I think that's really good.
I know, but I want to be clear. It's only going to be a baseline. So if we're doing two sites a mile, if we do 20 sites, that's 10 miles out of 30. I know there's 70, but we don't do the neighborhoods. So
do we need to do that many?
25. If we do 30 sites, that's 15 miles out of 25. So it doesn't establish a baseline for every road. There's some to think about.
The counters you have to kind of compare what that professional data says and then what your counters are getting. That way, I mean, I think maybe that would be more of a baseline.
In a current study?
Yeah, like you use the professional company and then you use some of the counters.
We could. We could. It's. Are you talking about duplicating their effort just to double check?
Yeah, just to make sure that you're
good. Right.
That's
fair. Some sampling.
Just about sampling and a baseline.
So radar versus pneumatic.
You didn't get me lost.
I still think we ought to send this out.
I understand.
Ask them to get it back within.
We don't have a dollar amount.
20 days or whatever, 30 days, and get it on paper, and then go.
I guess we got to come back with. We got to come back with harder numbers, I guess.
That's what I was going to ask you, if we could get.
Do you want to do an RFP?
I would really like to do an RFP.
An RFP
to three companies.
No,
for the engineering companies.
Yeah.
Two more to compare to the one we have.
Nobody argues with that, with those numbers. Because, they really did argue a lot. It costs a little more money, but it's a good baseline. Like
the only other good in the area are traffic control services.
And we traded about four calls with RoadSafe and never heard back.
RoadSafe is one of the companies? Okay.
I wouldn't add $20 million.
All right. I guess we're going to table this one then, unfortunately. And we will just continue to keep talking about it. We'll get a couple more.
Let's go ahead and vote to put the RFP down anyway, because we don't have to use it.
I know. I was tabling this one, this particular. All right.
We can vote to do that.
Okay. All right, I'll change. Actually, we don't have a motion on the table. I'll put a motion on the table to put out two more RFPs if we can, if RoadSafe will respond to us. We have played about four rounds of phone tag with them, trying to get back together with them.
Well, we have a document. We have that document. We can alter that document and send that out instead.
Okay. So we will submit an RFP for this project to do between 20 and 30 sites, similar to the initial project we did in 2016. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Cool. We already voted to accept the audits. That's done.
I'd still like to get more numbers on different companies on these radar ones.
I agree. That's part of it.
That's what we're going to do with the RFPs.
That's part of the whole thing. Okay. Number five on here we did when at the end of the audit. So we are to item G, which is opening up to the floor. I'm sorry?
The trees got brought up earlier.
Right.
Taking a tractor home the other night, $835 mirror. So I don't care how they come down. And I know the school buses are the same way.
I know.
Yeah, they're getting mirrors, windows. I mean, the people that have got complaints as far as how the township's taking them down, tell them you raise the mill levy to have asphalt come out here. They're nice and neat, or they can go do it themselves. But they are on public right of way. And they are an endangerment to the traveling public.
Agreed.
Well, if one of your complaints, I mean, look what the county did down there on 47th Street all the way to Thunder Road. I don't know if anybody's looked at those trees.
Yeah.
I wonder if they got any phone calls.
That's a butcher job. Yes, I was like, oh, good grief. That was it, and I don't know why they did that.
Between 140 and 130, 140 and 150, just a quarter of a mile back south, there's a bridge.
Yeah, on County Line Road, right?
State Creek Bridge.
Right.
Yep.
I want to know, do the county do some inspections on that? And, you know, if the last inspection's been done?
I can check for you if you'd like me to.
Yeah, because some of the guardrails, you hardly can't see them. Well, probably need to get an idiot to stick out there and clean the weeds around the things. But, yeah, that'd be appreciated. I was going to go climb underneath there and take a look. But
sometimes
it gets a little riggedy.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, unfortunately, the bridges are, well, either fortunately or unfortunately, bridges are the county's responsibility.
Yeah, the county has that.
So at least we don't have that expense, but.
But I'll check it on.
We got to chase
them.
Well,
they're on the list.
Think about before you start doing all
the. They have a list. They have a list.
On the road, so.
They have a list of inspections,
yeah.
So.
Agreed.
I'll check.
I'm done.
Okay. Anybody else?
Oh, I'm sorry. There's another thing. From that bridge going back to the east, going around through the field,
yep.
And the forest and all the debris that's inside that forest that doesn't let the water flow through there, back over to the bridge over to 47th Street, who's in charge of that?
Private property, unfortunately. I guess it, you could make a case if, I don't know.
It's built up, backed up enough to where
if it's creating a
back roads, and then it used to back up enough where you all raise the road up to where the water is flowing off the bridge. Whatever we do, you get a heavy rain.
I think there's something about you cannot create water issues for the roadways and bridges like that with
right.
your personal property. But I'm thinking that would be the county that would need to handle
think
that
so,
versus
it's
us.
Something to think about.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
If it's, are you saying it goes up and over the road? Over the road? I mean, I know it does with that house that's on the west side, a little further north.
Yeah.
That comes over the road all the time.
Over Pinecrest, yeah.
But
it used to, but you all went in there and raised it up.
Okay.
And put some culverts in it if you was here then.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Nope. All right, last item, we got the minutes from the last two meetings. I'll start with the May meeting from 2 months ago. And these were emailed to the board members. We'll put a motion on the table to accept these meeting minutes.
Okay, I just want to discuss them just briefly. Since statute says that the county or the township clerk does take records and does actually, and of course Jeff and I disagree totally on this, the clerk is supposed to take all the actions during a meeting, all of the resolutions, and record all of those themselves, herself, himself, whoever does that. But Jeff has taken this over, and I do not like the minutes that he wrote, and I wrote my own last month because he was not here, and of course I don't know, I don't see where he used any of those. But the bottom line is, if he's going to continue to do my job, then I would like for him to put at the top, these are the trustees' minutes, just like I used to put the clerk's minutes. If he's going to do this job, he needs to say the trustees' minutes, period. Because I do not want anybody to think this is, and this is just my opinion, I don't want anybody to think these are the kind of minutes that I would write because they are nowhere near. In my opinion, the quality of minutes that I've written in the past. So I would disagree on, I would never vote for either one of these minutes, and I would also make a statement that he needs to change those to every single minute that he has done in the past, on the website, whatever, he needs to change those down to the trustees' minutes. And then at least people know when they get on there that they're not the clerks, because right now I'm getting blamed for this poor quality, and I don't want to be blamed. And I guess the next thing I would ask is that the board establish as a whole the day and the time when any minutes that are approved and when any meeting recordings are done, uploaded to the website. If he is going to say that this is the township website, then we need to make sure that someone, and since he has the only access, is loading this data within at least 48 hours of the meeting, including the recording, including any minutes that were approved,
including the
financials.
We're sticking on the minutes. I'll be happy to address that. Let's stick on the minutes for right now. Okay. I'll totally agree to, I will change that to say trustee minutes.
All of the minutes that you've done.
Okay. Okay.
Trustees minutes.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to just throw this out. To me, technically, it's not trustee or the clerk, it's the township's.
Well, I'm just going to throw this out, that it's not normal for the trustee to do the minutes. And since all the other minutes in history, since I've done them, are labeled clerk, I do not want anyone to think I have been writing these minutes.
Okay.
That's my argument.
Okay.
So maybe a compromise.
No, we're not going to compromise. It's going to be that way. Unless you want to write them, and then we'll put treasurer's minutes.
Just say instead of trustee's minutes.
No.
Typed up by trustee.
No, because it sounds like somebody else wrote them, and then he typed them.
Or
like
written by trustee.
Yeah, Jeff said it was fine.
Yeah, so why are you arguing about it, Katie?
I don't know why.
Sorry. Guys,
this is for the public right now.
No, it's not. This is. No,
you
Terry.
That's what you just did. You asked for the public's comments.
No. And then I asked if there were any more comments, and nobody raised their hand, and so we moved on to item H.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I can come back to you if you want.
That's fine. I just thought he'd steal us out here and he's going. Oh, I'm sorry.
No worries. I'll come back to you.
No, that's all right.
Okay. We have a motion on the table to approve the May minutes. Can I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Opposed? Nay.
But you forgot to list why I vote no. And you should do that for both Katie and I, or yourself. Whenever you vote no, it should be stated why.
The county doesn't do it.
I don't care about the county. I care about what's in my backyard.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, I'll put a motion on the table to approve the June meeting minutes. So moved.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
All right, that closes that. I will reopen item G since you guys want to discuss. Sorry, Terry had his hand up first.
No. I just want to put it back to here. I didn't know you had moved on. I'm sorry.
Okay, no big deal.
I'm just trying to stop that up there.
Nope. All right.
If it's still on the agenda for rescue talk.
Gotcha. No big deal.
This here's more for information.
Sure.
I noticed in one of the minutes it was. Somebody had said that there had been a lot of theft in their area. There was a central air conditioner theft in our area. Took out the whole system.
Oh, wow.
So, and that happened in the last week and a half. So, just to let you aware of
that. Just something that I'll pass on in regards to the theft that, from what I understood, the one that was being discussed, the gentleman that was doing that was caught.
The Santa Claus?
Yeah,
the guy that put it on his Facebook.
Mercedes.
Has to okay, that's a different one. We're on 158 and Cutler.
So I'm thinking it's a different individual than that's doing this, because
yes.
I think the original individual was caught. So you're saying we've got a new person out there.
Yes,
that's taking air conditioners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the central air conditioner.
Yes, I know.
Like, not just the central.
There's been somebody in Southwest and Northwest, both in Cali counties, that's been stealing. Skid steers, farm tractors, agriculture, that's been going on for three to four months.
Yeah, but it's terrible and cruel to steal somebody's air conditioner this time.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That's scary.
That's insult to injury.
Can we put drones on the agenda for next?
Sure.
Drone.
You're going to make a donation.
Thanks for letting us know.
Drone donation.
Well, yeah, because then you can keep your eyes open.
Right.
So,
do they
like
have
for a whole...
Well, we've asked him a couple of times for statistics for Pleasant Township, but...
All right, anybody else? All right, I will call us adjourned at 8:31.
We're going to talk about how soon you load the equipment. You did say
sorry, you're right.
Come back.
I said I'd come back to that. You're right.
So let's set a time that, you know, I think the county commission, if you want to refer to them, they do it the same afternoon. Some of the other planning and zoning meetings, they do it within 24 hours. I'm willing to settle for 48, but I have no control, so we just need to establish a resolution that it's going to be done by...
Certain. I will say that...
Because the records aren't up to date on the site.
I will try to be a lot faster with it. I'm sorry, I'm not going to agree to a deadline because this is my part-time job. I have so much other insane...
Well, then delegate some of it. Delegate it to Katie, then. Delegate it to Lee Media. I would rather... You know what, folks? I would rather pay Lee Media another $100 a month so that the constituents of Pleasant Township have the information on that site within 24 hours than wait for Jeff to do it. Because last month, it was right before the last meeting, the next meeting. And that's just not good enough.
144 hours.
So I just want to go on record here is that if it wasn't, it's going to sound very good to sell out of me. If it wasn't for me pushing getting a website, we would have never had them up on the website because it was never put on Butler County like it was supposed to.
Yeah, but part of that was technical issues and on Butler. I mean, that's part of that is. I'll do a much better job, I promise.
No, that's not good enough.
Well, that's your, you know,
if,
that's your opinion.
If you, but see, Jeff, I want you to do the right thing for everyone. And the right thing for everyone
is if you
don't have time, then delegate it.
As we keep saying, there's three people. You've said yours. I've said mine.
Well, then, let's put it on the agenda. Let's vote.
No, I'm saying
Jeff wants
Katie,
to hear my opinion.
Opinion.
And
it got brought up in the last meeting. It was on the recording.
And I.
Do you think there needs to be a deadline for... reports and recordings to go on the website?
So I think
just to totally put you on the spot in front of everybody.
waiting a month probably isn't a good thing.
It's just not professional.
But I do understand also because I've got a lot of deadlines, and so whenever my deadlines are starting to come up, I have to literally clear my schedule of a lot of stuff just to get all this stuff ready for township. So I understand 100% the strain that the deadlines can give as well. But I'm thinking a week, week and a half,
no.
To me, sounds reasonable.
No, that's too long. I mean, I'm looking at all these other sites, all these other government entities.
That have
I'm
full-time
saying,
people to do that,
but
correct?
Jeff, it's your fault.
Oh, jeez.
You don't delegate. At least maybe we could pay Lee Media. Let's at least ask him what it would charge. And then you could deliver it all to them.
I would be happy to volunteer my services for that if that's the issue.
No, because that compromises you. I don't want to do that. You're running for office. Let's not.
Okay.
Let's not.
Okay, well, she thinks a week, you think faster. Is there a consensus between the two of you?
Yeah, let's split it down the middle then. 72 hours.
I think 144 hours would be God's plenty of time and it'll not cramp anybody. The man's got kids, he's got things to do with, he's got other things to do.
He chooses to do everyone's job,
I mean,
though, Ed.
Well, he's doing it.
And we have permissions that could have been established on that website where Katie could have done hers, I could have done mine, and he could have done his. But that's not the way he rolls.
Every meeting is ridiculous. There are two meetings.
Well, maybe so, but you know what?
Maybe
it should be different then.
I said
week.
So there's no consensus then?
I guess not.
Or you could delegate it and let me need you to do it.
Yeah, you know what? Because...
All right, I'll call us adjourned at 8:36.
So you're going to continue to just update it whenever the hell you feel like it. Okay, Jeff.
No, Julie, I promise you I'll try to do
it
much...
Get off the board. It'll be difficult.
I'm already doing a much better job than last year. I'll continue to try and do a better job, too. Sorry I'm not as perfect as you would like me to be.
Me too.
We can have some of these people say by next meeting.
Well, he decided not to vote on it, so...
No, I didn't decide. You guys didn't have a consensus to make a resolution on it.
And you didn't really want to anyway, so I get it.
Doesn't matter. It didn't have anything to do with me. God. You guys disagree. I was sat here.